go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. My name is Peter Doan, and along with my wife Leslie, we're excited to be with you today as we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, Go Rebuild My Church, and how this theme is relevant to the church today. Now, Leslie and I have recently launched a lay apostolate called Encounter Jesus Discipleship Ministries. You can learn more about us and our passion for this renewal and rebuilding in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org.
Our passion for renewal was ignited when we came home to the Catholic Church 12 years ago, and that's when we heard the call to rebuild. And we joined efforts with many other renewal moments within the renewal movements within the church. And hopefully, through the ministry of this radio program, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, as well as your parishes, to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, we are in the middle of a series right now on the Great Commission. It's also called the Mission Statement for the Church. We've been learning from Peter that the Great Commission involves two key components, evangelization and discipleship, which are vitally connected. And the word picture that we've been using is they are vitally connected like the two lungs of a healthy, breathing, alive, individual Catholic Christian and Catholic parish. So our focus today is going to be on evangelization and what it looks like when individuals and parish ministries take seriously the Great Commission and Jesus' command to go therefore.
So Leslie, I think we're going to have an exciting show here. Periodically, we interview men and women that are actually doing the rebuilding and the renewal in the subject areas that we are discussing. And these last 2 weeks, as Leslie mentioned, we've been focusing on the Great Commission and four action verbs that are in that mandate. Go therefore. Secondly, make disciples of all nations. Third, baptize. And then finally, teach everyone to observe what the Lord commands. Our guest today is Lucy McCullough, a member of St. Elizabeth Seton Parish in Carmel. Lucy's a leader of the Legion of Mary, and she took to heart the first action verb, to go. 5 years ago, there was a Legion of Mary event that Lucy is going to tell us about today, all within the context of Go Ye Therefore.
Welcome, Lucy. It's so great to have you with us today. We're really excited to hear from people like yourself that are putting into practice some of the dynamics that we've been highlighting in the Great Commission. So we're going to start with the Legion of Mary. Lucy, could you please give us an overview of this lay apostolate and its primary charism?
Sure. Thank you, Peter and Leslie, for inviting me. The Legion of Mary is a lay apostolic association of Catholic men and women. It is the largest organization of lay Catholics in the world, carrying out apostolic works. There are several million active members and many more millions of auxiliary members in 170 countries.
Wow, that's huge.
It is large.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that, Lucy.
The Legion of Mary was founded by Frank Duff in Dublin, Ireland on September the 7th, 1921. Mm-hmm. It has been active in the United States since 1931, and has full support of the popes in the Second Vatican Council. Mm-hmm. The main purpose of the Legion is to give glory to God through the holiness of its members, developed by prayer and active cooperation in Mary's and the Church's apostolic work. Members cooperate in close union with the Holy Spirit to renew our Catholic faith through a balanced program of prayer and service. The Legion requires ecclesiastical approval to work in a diocese and parish. Mm-hmm. The Legion aims to bring Mary to the world as the infallible means of winning the world to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Legionary service is based on the doctrine of mystical body of Christ, so that in their fellow members and in those they serve, legionaries seek to have the person of our Lord once again seen and served by Mary, his mother. The glory of God and the salvation of souls is its intent and purpose. Mm-hmm. The Legion of Mary is organized on the model of an army, principally that of a Roman army, and has adopted some of its Latin terminology. Mm-hmm. The basic unit of the Legion in a parish is called a presidium, which holds a weekly meeting around an altar of Our Lady for the rosary and Legion prayers, planning and discussion of good works, spiritual readings, and a talk by a spiritual director. Each week they undertake works in union with Our Blessed Mother. Works may include visiting the sick in facilities, the homebound, attending funerals and wakes, assisting with RCIA or other apostolic works. Active members generally work in pairs, just like the apostles. Mm-hmm. Realizing the necessity for prayer support, the Legion has auxiliary members who commit to praying daily the Rosary and Legion Tessera prayers. The administration of the Legion is carried out through its various councils at the local, the Presidium, regional Comitium, and national level, the Synodus. The central governing council is the Concilium Legionis Maria in Dublin, Ireland. I find it exciting, humbling, and inspiring mm-hmm. to belong to an apostolic group where the cause for beatification has been introduced for three legionaries. Hmm. The servant of God, Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion, who attended the Second Vatican Council as a lay observer, Venerable Adele Quinn, Legion Envoy to East Africa, and Servant of God Alfie Lamb, Legion Envoy to South America.
Well, Lucy, that is very impressive, and I learned a lot through what you've just shared with us. You know, we've shared here before with the new evangelization that Mary has been called the star of the new evangelization. So you're right on the front lines of all this. We're going to jump right into how I became aware of this outreach. 5 years ago, I came across an article in the Criterion, the newspaper for the Archdiocese, Lucy. It got really excited to see a door-to-door outreach that was initiated at St. Monica Parish in Indianapolis.
Right. We didn't think door-to-door outreaches were done by Catholics.
Yeah. Yeah. I also saw this was a Legion of Mary effort. Could you tell us a little bit about the PPC or the Pilgrimage for Christ?
Sure. The PPC is a Legion of Mary movement done upon the request of the pastor. It sends Legion teams on the mission of identifying the religious preferences of residents within the parish area. This will comprise active Catholics, members of other faiths, lapsed Catholics, and the unchurched. The PPC is undertaken by conducting a census. Those contacted who are lapsed Catholics or unchurched are invited to attend church services or to inquire into an RCIA program or other programs. Catholic homes are asked to update their records with the parish. The activity usually goes from 5 consecutive days or more. Teams, again, groups of pairs like the Apostles of Legion Mary members from the local Legion, as well as Legion of Mary members from other cities, and yes, other states, are sent out. The goal is to make as many contacts as reasonably possible during the designated days. Information is gathered in a friendly, non-threatening way mm-hmm, for the census mm-hmm. and helps to facilitate our communications with them. For example, someone may be Christian but not Catholic, so we can then point out that Catholics too are Christian, and we have that commonality. Another example is that a person may be Catholic but has not attended church in years and is unsure on how to return or if they would be welcomed back. Of course, we hope that our contact will spark an interest in the Catholic faith to non-Catholics and the unchurched. Mm-hmm. The methods used by the Legion are neighborly and non-threatening. We acknowledge and respect the other's religious heritage. We never antagonize.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lucy, it sounds like the Legion of Mary certainly has embraced the go therefore from the Great Commission. I'm impressed with the intentional focus on evangelization from this apostolate. So we're going to take a short break now, and when we return, we'll find out how the teams of two approached the households they encountered and how they prepared.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
At Catholic Radio, we love to hear from you. Call us anytime. Just recently, we found this message on our voicemail.
I'm a non-Catholic that listens to your Catholic radio station, and I just wanted to thank you guys. I listen to Catholic Answers and Al Cresta sometimes, and I think her name's Teresa Tommy. I listen to her and another show or two. I appreciate it.
Call us at 317-870-8400 and let us know what you're thinking.
I just called to say, even though I'm not a Catholic, I listen to your station.
Lucy, you and I have gotten to know each other as we've done street evangelization together in many different places, right? And today we're going to be discussing this unique outreach that you've done through the Legion of Mary. But before we get into specifics, can you please tell us a little bit about how you prepared with your partner and when you approached the household, just exactly what you said in the household and just your demeanor and just some of the practice of taking that step of knocking on the door and talking to the household.
When we arrived at the house, one member of our team would trace a cross on the door and pray, "Bless this house and all who live within it."
That's great.
And silently pray the Hail Mary. While one member talked with the household, the other would silently pray. When walking from house to house, we might pray for the next household to be open to our call. Mm. Or we might pray for the person we just last spoke to. Mm-hmm. In terms of the materials, a letter of greeting from the pastor informed the household of who he was and who we were and why we were visiting them. This letter was a key conversation starter and an important part of the packet of materials. Mm. In the Saint Monica area, there's a sizable Spanish population, so the welcoming letter was in both English and Spanish. Each PPC can decide on the materials. This is something that is addressed and planned for in the PPC preparation work. The packet could include brochures such as Why Be Catholic, 10 Reasons to Come Back to the Catholic Faith, 10 Things We Want You to Know About the Catholic Faith, etc. We also had rosaries and miraculous medals to distribute. Mm-hmm. The packet at St. Monica included a card, both in English and Spanish, with Mass and confession times, and a list of some of the parish ministries.
Hmm. Very good. So, Lucy, I'm sure someone listening to us today is saying to themselves, "I could never do that. It's too intimidating to me." What about the fear factor of going door to door? How did you manage? Did you feel some fear starting out, and did you and your partner talk about this?
Well, yes, I was nervous because this was a fairly new experience for me. Part of the preparation of the PPC is pairing up the experienced master worker, which was, let me touch about that a little bit more. Our method for preparing people for the PPC and evangelization is pairing up, it's the master and apprentice approach. Oh. Mm-hmm. So the master, the experienced worker would be paired up with the apprentice,
nice.
The unexperienced. And so, yes, there would be discussions beforehand, but a lot of the training, I would say, would be observing the master. Mm-hmm. And then the apprentice would eventually, when they were comfortable, would actually be the lead in the discussion. And then
nice.
The master could then provide feedback.
Sounds like Jesus' method to me.
And so in terms of, you know, other how to manage my fear, I'm sure I prayed intensely to the Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit in the days leading up to the PPC.
Good.
Well, that's great, because when, of course, Jesus told the disciples to wait until the Holy Spirit came, and so we did see the disciples waiting for the Holy Spirit in the upper room, devoting themselves to prayer. So it's great to hear that prayer was a huge component of this outreach. So, Lucy, can you talk to us about some of the results of this outreach effort and what we can learn from outreach experiences like this? And why would you recommend this kind of ministry to other Catholic parishes?
Well, we do gather statistics while we're doing the PPC. So at St. Monica's, approximately 2,400 homes were visited.
Awesome.
And there were interactions with approximately 1,600.
Hmm.
About 70 requested follow-ups. One young man I talked to wanted to talk to a priest, and he was most emphatic that the priest needed to bring his Bible when he came to see him.
Oh, cool.
But I was not a part of the organization team and not a member of the St. Monica's Legion of Mary, so I don't have any more specifics.
Oh, okay, okay. So this has been inspiring, and I have learned an awful lot, and my respect for the Legion of Mary just exponentially has grown as a result of what you've shared with us today. It's a beautiful piece of evangelization with the DNA in this wonderful apostolate. So, Lucy, if someone wants to get connected to the Legion of Mary or to find more information about these evangelization efforts, how can they do that?
Well, Stephen Goodman is the Extension Officer for the Cincinnati Synodus, which covers the states of Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Tennessee, and Ohio. And he can be reached at sgoodman1220@gmail.com.
Say that one more time, Lucy, would you?
Yeah. S. Goodman, one word, GOODMAN@gmail.com. By the way, this gentleman has 25 experiences with the PPC.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Do you think that this might be something that you might bring to your own home parish at some point?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't approached a pastor about that. Uh-huh. I mean, but if somebody wanted to know more about the Legion of Mary in general, I would refer them to the official website of the Legion of Mary.
Mm-hmm. And that originates in Dublin, is that right?
That is
correct. That's Dublin, Ireland, not Ohio, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
And that would be www.legionofmary.ie.
Okay, great. So, Lucy, again, thanks for sharing with us today. Please stay with us, everyone, as we take another break. And when we return, we're going to highlight some of the key elements that Lucy shared with us and how they are part of this bigger picture that we must take place in the American Catholic Church.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to our program, Go Rebuild My Church. Today we are sharing a practical expression of the first command in the Go Therefore and how the Legion of Mary heard the call to go. And rather than focus all their attention inward on the parish, they were sent out in twos into their Judea to share the love of Christ. So there are certain aspects of what Lucy shared today that point to a bigger picture, that picture of rebuilding and renewing the church. So Peter's going to help us see some of those key points that Lucy spoke of and how they connect us to the big picture.
Thanks for that, Leslie. So our time with Lucy highlights some of the areas that we've been talking about with regards to rebuilding the Catholic Church here in America and really in the Western Hemisphere. And first, I want to mention this idea of going door to door in twos. And I want to read a scripture to you. And this is in Mark chapter 6. You know, we like to read the scriptures often because the Lord says when the word goes out, it accomplishes something. And when Jesus sent the 12 out, it's spoken of in all three Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels. And I want to read Mark because Mark sometimes gives us specifics that the other two authors don't. For instance, like if it says that someone sat in the grass, Mark will tell us that it's green grass. Okay, so he gets into
some detail. He brings in more detail.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the mission of the 12, and it says he called to him, the 12, and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, where you enter a house, remember this apostolate went to the houses, right? Okay.
Like the Legion of Mary.
Yeah, exactly. Stay there until you leave the place. And if any place will not receive you and they refuse to hear you when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet for testimony against them. So they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. So a couple things about those scriptures, Leslie. Remember, this is the scripture, the Matthew version, that St. Francis heard when he went to Mass that gave him his mission. He went out of there and he developed his ministry out of hearing these verses, the ones that were given in Matthew. In this whole passage follows in Matthew the beckoning where Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest, send out laborers into the harvest. And then immediately Matthew tells us that he sent them out. And note that Jesus also gave them authority when they went out, right? You know, just as in the Great Commission that we've been talking about, Jesus sent his disciples out with authority.
So Peter, can you stop here for a moment and talk to us about why Jesus sent the disciples out in twos? This was very, very important to the model that we just saw used by the Legion of Mary.
So yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because you would think if he wanted to really get a lot more done, he'd send them out in ones because they'd cover twice as much territory and villages. But as we've talked about in the kingdom of God, more is sometimes less, okay? And so let's think about the whole idea of going out in twos and what maybe Jesus had in mind. First of all, the answer lies in Jewish tradition where it talks about in Deuteronomy needing two witnesses. That was stipulated when they were needed in order to convict someone of a crime or because two witnesses were more reliable than one. So when two of Jesus' disciples proclaimed the presence of the kingdom, right? They would be more likely to be receiving a hearing. And of course, Leslie, it didn't hurt the fact of their credibility that they were casting out demons and were healing the sick, right? Second, there may be another reason why Jesus sent his disciples in pairs, because there's power in a shared ministry, I think. The added impact of two or more people working together on a shared goal. This co-laboring, this effect, was really a premonition, so to speak, of the way that Jesus was going to build his church. And we learned from St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 that the eye cannot say to the ear, I have no need of you. A real practical thing that I thought about that we even see the power of two better than one is in the scripture. Ecclesiastes tells us that two are better than one. And something that we even learned from nature, which is really interesting. You remember those Clydesdales horses that you've seen on those Budweiser commercials?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, but it's interesting that one of those can pull 2,000 to a max of 8,000 pounds. But when you pair them together with two of them, they can pull up to 18,000 pounds. And I think there's even a record that two of them pulled 22,000 pounds. And so that principle of two better than one is even, we even see that in the natural realm of things. Third, Leslie, I think that when you go out, there's temptations that Satan brings to the believer, right? As a result of the fall, we have what the catechism calls concupiscence. And the catechism defines that as stems from disobedience in the first sin, from the first sin, and it settles man's moral faculties. And without being in itself an offense, it inclines man to sin. So the reason I bring that up is that I've done mission work multiple times in Africa, India, and many places in the United States. In fact, the fact is that I was not alone kept me in times of temptation, fear, times where I felt lonely. I remember when I was in India for 3 weeks and a sense of loneliness and fear combined came on me one night. But the fact that I was with a team, I could really share that and be prayed for and figure all that out. Finally, going out in twos increases the power of prayer, as Lucy alluded to, and protection from inevitable spiritual warfare that comes every time we go out to spread the Lord's kingdom,
right,
and evangelize.
And Lucy shared that while one person was engaging with the individual in the household, the other person was praying for them while they were doing that. So that's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So one other thing I'd like to focus on is the fear factor. And we talked a little bit about that with Lucy as well. when we go and are going to share our faith with others, there is a commonality of fear that we all need to deal with. That's not something that only the people that aren't bold fear. We all experience fear when we go. There's fear of awkwardness, fear of rejection, fear that we might offend someone. So how do we overcome that fear? Well, it's realizing that it's normal, and even the fear of rejection. There's not been one time in my life when I've gone out to evangelize that I not have to deal with some of that uncomfortable feeling. While the conversation may make us nervous, it's of vital importance because that person's eternal destiny may be in line. And my experience has been that when you step out, it seems like that the Holy Spirit all of a sudden envelops us. You begin to, the fear begins to disappear, and then the Holy Spirit begins to create that boldness, clarity, and things seem to come out pretty well.
Yeah, I really like that scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, "Do not worry about what you're to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you."
Yeah, and that really does take place. That's not just on paper.
Well, Peter, so much of what Lucy shared with us today is a practical outgrowth of what we've been sharing in this series on the Great Commission. And the Lord's heart was truly expressed in the work of the Legion of Mary, along with other groups who are bringing renewal to our Catholic friends and parishes. Answering the call to go, therefore, will certainly make a difference for both time and eternity.
Yeah, amen to that, Leslie. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I'd like us to think about some of the things we're talking about and even consider looking into the Legion of Mary as a possible apostolate that you could join yourself to. We love spending these times together as we talk about practically the rebuilding and the renewing of our Lord Jesus Christ Church here, especially in America. Next week, we'd like to invite all of you to join us, and we have a guest from Franciscan University. And she, Christy, will be focusing on the second command in the Great Commission. Remember, we said the second command is, "Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples." And our guest will introduce us to this, to a wonderful model that originated at Franciscan University in Steubenville on building disciples in the local parish. Goodbye, everyone, and God bless.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.